What's good, everybody? Welcome back to the channel. Good to see you all. So there are three words that I use every single day that help me. And that is just show up. These three words are simple to say, but hard to freaking do. The more I have that mentality going into life from the moment I wake up and I make my bed and I stumble over, you know, everything, trying on. I'm 40 now. Am I in my 40s? I'm 42. So, you know, I'm not in my 20s or 30s anymore. I'm not a young buck. I'm in middle age. So I'm starting to feel the cramps in places. And I'm getting out of bed a little slower, right? Because life so oftentimes feels like a routine. It just does. And a lot of the times it's Groundhog's Day. My patterns and the things that I did and the routines that I got myself into every single day, it kind of became a little stale and it felt like I'm just going through the motions of life, right? We all can feel that. And after having kids and right going through now into the teenage years, to where everything's still busy and managing, trying to strengthen the marriage, going on 20 years, it feels sometimes like Groundhog's Day, where it's difficult to put one foot in front of the other. And especially with the way the world is and how the economy is, it's hard. It's difficult, right? But the three words that I have to constantly drill into my head, because I have a stubborn head, I'm stubborn like that, is just show up. It can look messy. It's going to be messy. That's life. Life is going to be messy. It always is, right? It always is. You don't always have to finish the race first. Just getting yourself up every time you fall down and walking to that freaking finish line of the day and just showing up is enough. I make my bed every day, and I know that oftentimes sounds silly, right? But, you know, I at least want, if I have a really, really shitty day and I have a really bad day, at least I can come home to a clean house and a bed that is made with warm sheets that I can just flop right on top of. It makes a world of a difference. It really does. Just show up. Don't half-ass something, right? Don't half-ass it. I don't like going into something and whether it's on the job, whether it's at home, I don't like doing something halfway. I want to give my all into something because it makes you feel good when on the other side of it, when you accomplish something or you do something and you might have felt a little bit of pain through it, right? Or you're tired through it or you ache a little bit through it. On the other side of it, you're like, wow, man, I accomplished this. I did this. But we need to show up. You cannot have this defeated victim mentality that I used to have. I used to have it growing up. Way too much. I used to have a victim mentality. And that victim mentality as a teenager only solidified my weaknesses. Now, it's good to have weaknesses. It's 100% fine to have weaknesses. You need to go through hardship. You need to show up to go through hardship. Hardship should not be avoided because it puts a callus on our minds to get through something. You need to show up because if you don't show up, you become a shell of yourself and you wither away and you become this black pill incel version of yourself. Life ain't going to get easier as you get older. I'm here to tell you, it just doesn't. There's parts of getting older that is that becomes better. But ultimately, in this life, you will have trouble. In this life, you will have struggle. And if you don't show up, you wither away. Depression can keep us from getting ahead and strangle us from just showing up. So today, I want to read a couple verses about depression and what to do when you feel depressed. Psalms 34:17 says, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles." Isaiah 40:31, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." And Romans 8:38-39, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." That's some good encouragement. That when we have depression, and we have anxiety, and we feel that we can't just get started, when we feel we can't finish the race, when we feel that we can't get through the day, it's a good encouragement that we can still put on the armor of God, the Prince of Peace, the Wonderful Counselor that can help us every single day. Because just showing up is easy to say. It's easy to say to just show up, right? Doing it can be difficult. But we must show up, guys. We must show up. In our families, show up. In our work, show up. In the good that we do, show up. In the hardship we go through, show up. In the troubles and tribulations we go through, show up. Crawl if you might. Crawl if you have to. I don't care if your army crawling through that and you can't walk. God will help us. He will help us get up. Just show up, my friend. Putting one foot in front of the other and just showing up should be a daily reminder of God's grace in our lives, that He woke us up, that it's another day, that we should try to rejoice and be glad in it. That can be a hard thing to do too, you know? It can be a difficult thing to do, to rejoice and be glad in a day that sometimes is rocky and unstable. But it is another day that we have breath, another day to be thankful, another day to be grateful that yes, eternal life is better than this life. What is to come on the other side of this life is much more joyful. While we are still here, let us try to get through the day, to put one foot in front of the other, and do the baby steps needed to just show up. You fall down throughout your day, and you struggle. Somebody cuts you off in traffic. Somebody just did that. Somebody just did that earlier today when I was driving to my spot here along the lake. I was driving, and sometimes two roads will merge into one, right? And I have the right of way, obviously. He was on my right side, and he just sped up, and you know, it's, you know, a bunch of snow. Thankfully, he didn't get into an accident with me, but the snow just went all over the car, all over the windshield, right? Just plowed right through, right in front of me. And then shortly after, obviously, he stops at the stop sign, and I'm just like cussing, and I'm like, maybe it's a layoff. Maybe it's an illness. Maybe it's just the price of freaking gas and groceries, man. You know? It's hard to just show up. It's hard to just show up when you want to just give up. When you don't want to show up anymore. When you're tired of showing up. Who's been there? God is gracious. And He is our strength. And he gives strength to the weary. He gives strength to the powerless. He gives strength to the weak to get back up, right? When we, in our own strength, which we have strength through hardship, right? We find strength through our struggles and our hardships. But ultimately, there's just some things, like I've said before, that'll just knock you freaking down, man. You just don't feel like you can get back up. And you feel like you just can't go any further. And you feel like you just can't show up anymore. Jesus can give us that strength. So show up today, my friends. Show up. Even if it's just half-assed in it and you just feel like, dang, man, all I can give is just showing up. Sometimes that's all it takes. Just show up. And you can at least come home to a made bed. Tomorrow has its own problems. Tomorrow has its own worries. Don't worry about tomorrow as much. Get through today. Get through today. And just show up.